So allowing ourselves to take our seats for practice. So taking this reading from Jon Kabat-Zinn's wonderful, beautifully written book, Wherever You Go, There You Are, he speaks a little bit about how mountains and the imagery of mountains can be helpful to us in our meditation practice. When it comes to meditation, mountains have a lot to teach, having archetypal significance in all cultures. Mountains are sacred places. People have always sought spiritual guidance and renewal in and among them. The mountain is the symbol of the prime axis of the world, Mount Meru, the dwelling place of the gods, Mount Olympus, the place the spiritual leader encounters God and receives his, her commandments and covenant, Mount Sinai. Mountains are held sacred, embodying dread and harmony, harshness and majesty. Rising above all else on our planet, they beckon and overwhelm with their sheer presence. Their nature is elemental, rock, rock hard, rock solid. Mountains are the place of visions, where one can touch the panoramic scale of the natural world and its intersection with life's fragile but tenacious rootings. To traditional peoples, mountains were and still are mother, father, guardian, protector, ally. And so we can borrow some of these images as we practice. And so taking our postures for meditation, as we begin to use the mountain imagery to help us. So settling in and beginning by imagining a mountain. Perhaps it's one that you know you've climbed, or it's one you've seen pictures of. Take a few moments to really see or sense this mountain for yourself. And now with your image of a mountain in mind, coming into the body, and imagining or sensing, as it were, that your feet and legs are the roots of the mountain. Going deep into the earth, rooted, connected. Entwined in the earth. Feeling your feet and legs as a stable foundation. Rooting you to the very planet we live on. And refreshing your image of your mountain in your mind's eye. Having a sense of the base of the mountain, where the mountain begins to take off from the lowlands. And let your bottoms, as you sit here in the chair, be that base, firmly planted. dropping into the stability and stillness that is so for the base of the mountain. And then refreshing once again your image of the mountain, especially the main bulk of the mountain, the sides of the mountain rising up. And connect, as it were, your torso with the girth of the mountain sides. Taking in the majesty and the uplift of the mountain, sense that in your body, in your torso, upright, dignified. Embodying too the stillness and peacefulness of the mountain, all through the belly, the chest, the back. And then once again, refreshing your image of your mountain, and seeing the different spurs of the mountainsides that shoot out from the main girth. And connecting that with your arms and hands. Feeling more and more again the stability of the mountain. Taking in once again your image of the mountain and letting your gaze go up the mountain sides to the uppermost peaks. Connecting those with your shoulders, and even taking a moment to roll them back up and down, and open the chest and lift the heart. And connect with that dignity that is the mountains, that is yours. And let your gaze go up further to the uppermost peak. Perhaps there's snow on it. Perhaps there's clouds amongst the peak. The sun coming through the clouds. And embody, as it were, that uppermost peak of the mountain as the neck and face and head of the body. And so we sit here as a mountain, stable, still, silent, upright, gracious, dignified, sitting here as the body, connect with the breathing, feel the breath in the body as a whole. Thank you. In the life of a mountain, many things happen. The seasons come and go. Different weather patterns come and go, night and day. Animals, plants have their lives and pass on, and yet the mountain remains. And we can tap into that stillness and steadfastness as we embody the mountain and hold this image in mind. And so too, when thoughts and emotions enter in, we can notice them just like the mountain and be unmoved just like the mountain. We can let the thoughts and emotions be like clouds moving across the mountain sky, and yet the mountain is unchanged. So keeping that connection with the body and the breath together, using the image of the mountain to help you. And simply noticing when thoughts arise, they may be wispy, cloud-like thoughts, barely noticed, and you remain seated, still, like a mountain. Other thoughts and emotions may be more significant. They may be dark and storm-laden, packed with emotion. And yet we can notice them, we can witness them like a mountain and remain unmoved and let them pass through. We may feel a little weathered by them, just like a mountain, and yet we remain. Whatever passes through the mind and heart, let it pass through like clouds in the sky, like a weather pattern. And be as the mountain is, knowing it will all pass of its own accord. If at any point you feel yourself getting lost in a storm of emotions and thoughts, really reconnect with your image of the mountain and feel your feet and legs as the mountain roots, your bottom as the base. Really feel feel these body parts, the torso as the girth of the mountain, your arms as the slopes reaching outwards, and the shoulders, neck, and head as the uppermost and lofty peaks, reconnect with that stillness, that abiding presence that is the mountain. Sitting here as a mountain, breath and body together. Regardless of the weather patterns, still, calm, with clarity, with equanimity, with dignity. And a certain majesty. That abides all change.